Senhor
Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the government of the Republic of Mozambique would like to thank the UNHCR for organizing this important event and for providing the opportunity to address crucial issues towards a better protection and assistance for forcibly displaced persons. Allow me first to make a reference to the opening speech of the High Commissioner with regard to climate-related displacement and natural disasters. In this regard, I would like to express my government's sincere gratitude and appreciation to the United Nations in general, international organizations, to governments, and all individuals that have stood by our country and support our people affected by the cyclones Idai and Kenneth. The government of Mozambique would like to highlight the visit by Secretary General of the United Nations to the areas affected by the destructive power of cyclones. This visit provided hope and comfort to thousands of internally displaced persons who lost their families and houses. And as a government, we felt the positive impact of working together. We are grateful for the support and solidarity as we go through reconstruction. The government of Mozambique is committed to the objectives of the Global Compact for Refugees, which will lead to a better protection with dignity for people who are forcibly displaced in diverse situations. Mozambique recognizes the relevance of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework as a people-centered platform that will guide the implementation of crucial aspects for a more efficient treatment of refugees regarding reception and admission, support for immediate and ongoing needs, support for host countries and communities, and durable solutions. In this context, and towards these urgent goals, the government of Mozambique has started a structural reform to the system of refugee assistance in the country in order to create a better platform for more efficient assistance to refugees in the context of the Global Compact on Refugees. Additionally, the government of Mozambique is putting in place essential structures to better manage and monitor the implementation of all activities relating to the Global Compact for Refugees. And one of the steps taken by the government of Mozambique was the official endorsement of a multi-sectorial group to address the Global Compact in all its dimensions. In October 2013, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees called for the total commitment of the international community to end statelessness. From that moment, the Republic of Mozambique has given significant steps towards the goals to end statelessness. In the following year, 2014, Mozambique acceded to the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness, the 1954 Convention on the Status of Stateless Persons, setting the milestones to better address statelessness in the country. It's with great satisfaction that we note that Mozambique has achieved significant progress toward ending statelessness regarding first registration and naturalization to prevent statelessness, which covers actions from the Global Action Plan to End Statelessness 2014-2024. Considering that the Mozambican law has a provision that allows for granting nationality to children born on their territory, and children born in Mozambique are benefiting from registration and nationality according to our domestic laws. In this context, the government of Mozambique pledges to continue ensuring the implementation of this process and prevent statelessness at birth. Furthermore, the government of Mozambique will take appropriate measures in coordination with partners in order to expand and improve the birth registration system so that